Welcome to the Cerebral Overload Podcast, featuring my friends and your hosts, Ben.
I will shit on the CEO's desk if he shuts my Google Docs off.
Andrew.
Eating your balls like Kobayashi.
And Ty.
Ditch the bitch and make the switch.
Social media tested, God approved, and prepared for your listening pleasure. Warning. Parental advisory suggested.
I love you, Ben. Well, hello, everybody.
Indubitably.
Hello.
We're back after robbing all those kids of their candy and their hopes and dreams.
That's how my go-kart runs, on the hopes and dreams of poor orphans.
And I'm back from Tijuana. Ha.
Tijuana.
Tijuana?
Tijuana. Did you have fun in Tijuana?
I don't remember most of it.
That a girl. Ben ate the worm.
He did more than just the worm.
Oh, gross.
Disgusting.
Wait, oh my god, I can't believe you said that.
Oh my god.
Speaking of, did you hear that this woman's trying to start a company with other entrepreneurial women?
That's easy for you to say.
Company ran by women?
Ha! What's it all going to be about shoes?
Next topic. That's
We have now been boycotted by the National Organization for Women.
They have their own organization?
Yeah, their symbol is an iron.
With cross spatulas behind it?
Yes! We're starting the episode off with jokes.
There's my new clan emblem for GTA.
Oh boy. Okay. Let's move on to the real news of the day. The FAA has finally made new guidelines to permit more device use all the way from takeoff to landing. Because let's be honest here. You know, we don't shut our phones off during takeoff. We don't shut our phones off in the air. Or tablets.
I don't fly, so I don't have that problem.
Oh, well, you know, you common folk don't have this luxury, but us rich folk, you know, the whites, we fly around the country whenever we want to have lunch and get haircuts and stuff. But you're supposed to shut off your cellular device because it can crash the plane, apparently. Nah. So they've officially made it possible for you to just leave your phone on all the time.
Yay.
Plane, bossy plane. Well, maybe if the damn airplanes weren't run with computers that were from, like, the 1980s.
True.
This wouldn't be an issue.
Well, anyway, FAA's lifting the rules. You can use your phone and shit online on the plane now. Hooray! Wow.
It'll give you one way to keep your kids occupied so they're not so annoying to everybody else.
Yeah.
Don't bring your kids on a plane. Send them in the cargo compartment.
You know,
what about snakes?
They're small snakes enough to put the overhead. Just get Samuel L. Jackson. That's already been proven.
Yeah, that's hilarious. You know what really pisses me off other than crying ass babies on planes, which I'm going to tell you what. When it comes to that fucking end of the month when I got to pay bills, keep your babies away from me because I am in the mood to punch a baby in the face so hard.
Because you're broke?
Yeah.
Hey, Ty, did I just hear somebody knocking on your door?
No.
I think that's the police coming after you.
Nah, they ain't going to catch me. Not going to catch me. But something that pisses me off more than crying ass babies on airplanes.
Your government?
That too, but it's actually Grand Theft Auto.
Whoa! Watch what you're saying there, son.
Just saying. Them idiots on there make me mad as shit.
Then don't get killed.
Well, I'm not the only one. There's an old lady who's probably about 137 years old, is what I'm guessing, who decided to also vent on Grand Theft Auto.
And she was in single player.
Yeah, we have the audio, though. Let's go ahead and play
it. Hello? What you do for a living? Work for British Gas, do
you? You wanker.
I'll give you put my bills out. Oh. Bang! You take that. You won't put them up no more. Bang! One for you. And one for you. you. I'll give you one as well. You come here. I'll get you.
This lady is hilarious.
Oh, yeah, oh no.
She's about to light him on fire.
She's got a gas.
Oh, my God.
You want central heating, babe? You've got it.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. You take that. Oh, take my fucking money out of the vault, will you? Scum. You won't get no more of my money. No. Gas bastard. Scum. You're all
you know who
scum.
She reminds me of?
Who? Take that.
M from James Bond.
Where's the
master? I can
watch this. Ray! Ray! Come on!
Oh my God, she's a fucking monster!
Oh, there you are, you bastards. We finally found you. British best bastards! Good! I'm gonna blow you to hell!
Wankers!
Wankers! This is it, you guys!
Jumped out of the helicopter.
die!
Okay. I love this lady.
Oh, that's it. That's the end of you.
If I had another grandmother, I would pick her.
Oh my
that
god!
Is great.
I want that audio of her scream to be when I get the text message.
That is fantastic.
That is awesome.
She took out her aggression the old-fashioned way. Writing angry letters in blood. That was fantastic.
Oh, jeez. Oh, jeez.
Definitely go check that video out on our website, CerebralOverload.com.
Or, if you're one of our new listeners from Gizmo Fusion, it'll be on there as well.
Yeah, that is just awesome in so many ways.
That was fantastic. And speaking of which,
I want to meet her.
On that topic, this is actually our first episode together hosting for CerebralOverload.com and GizmoFusion.com.
And so it's the first one I'm here for.
Yeah, that's true. Because you're back from Tijuana. And now we have partnered with GizmoFusion.com to host our podcast. So now we can be found on two different websites with all the latest tech news, reviews, and other stories and rumors and all kinds of goodies. So check it out.
Do it. Do it.
Do it.
Do it.
Do it. Do it.
Do it now. Do it now.
Yeah.
You stole my voice. Aww. I didn't steal your voice. Do it.
You know what I'm going to steal, Andrew?
I'm assuming it has something to do with children.
Kind of. I'm going to steal your heart when I give you a Lego ring.
Oh.
I know.
Maybe it's just me, but this is the dumbest thing I've ever seen.
Well, you are rude, mister.
Yeah.
Don't make me sick British granny on you.
Wanka. No, I think this is cool. It's a
I think it's cute.
It is cute. It's a and we were just talking about Legos last episode when I told the 8-year-old girl that she can't make a Ferris wheel.
Bitch, can you make a Ferris wheel? Well, bitch, can you?
She can't. She actually came over the other night. She's like, I heard you called me a bitch.
Oh,
I'm about to get a loco essay. She went real ghetto on me. It scared the hell out of me. I'm not gonna lie.
Did she pat her hair?
Oh, she did. She went real cholo on me. She had the high socks, like the wife beater, and the shirt that's buttoned up with just one button, and the Dickie shorts. And she got down real low, and oh God, I chingada. She's a gangster.
Hey, cholo.
But no, she actually watched...
Orale!
Dedowski.
She watched Star Wars with Kevin, and she...
Was Jake State Farm there?
No, he wasn't. He's gone. But it was Empire Strikes Back, where Darth Vader tells, spoiler alert, that Luke, that he's his father. And he wanted to see her reaction. He paused afterwards, and he was like, Skylar, so what'd you think? She was like, well, he lost his arm. He's like, really? That's what you took out of that? Oh, he was so funny.
At least she didn't miss the obvious.
Yeah, I know. But back to this ring. They will make a ring out of different types of metal, you know, like steel, tungsten, stuff like that. And it has two prongs on top that you can attach Legos to. So you can customize your fiancé's engagement ring with all the bricks that he slash she desires. Fuck it, I'd make a Lego pirate ship and slap that bitch on there.
What do I think of that?
Yeah.
No, I think it's a cool idea. I don't really think it would be an engagement ring. It'd be a fun little ring. I'd probably have Batman on it.
Yeah, it's like, that'd be cool. It'd be a good engagement ring, but not a wedding ring.
It wouldn't even be a good engagement ring, because who, honestly, what woman would be happy with showing
that
off?
You better have a significant other that likes Legos to have that.
Yeah, Legos are forever.
Are you having sex with Ultron again?
Yeah, what's going on with Ben over there?
Sounds like you're making love to a robot.
Ben.
Damn it, you caught me.
Okay, sounds all right. But I think it's cute. Holy shit.
Wow.
Jesus.
I didn't make it to the mute button fast enough on that.
Oh my god. Are you doing coke? It's been a while since I've done it, but I remember that sneeze. Just saying.
It's just Diet saying. Coke.
Diet Coke? Yeah, I had to go back to Pepsi. It was burning my throat.
You, Pepsi.
Mmm.
Ty?
Yeah.
Ty?
Yeah.
Ty?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, I think it was the last episode, we were talking about how BBM came out for everybody.
Everybody.
Well, I'm already angry at it.
Nothing's worse than an angry Canadian.
That the is UI true. Is exactly the same as the Z10, which is alright, I guess. But my issue is, when I'm using it, and let's say I throw it in my pocket with the conversation still open, like I do with all of my other chat programs, I decide to open it back up and answer a message that I have gotten. Well, instead of being the smart thing and it opening up to that message, it'll open me up to a blank screen that just says BBM on the top of it. So I have to back out all the way to my home screen and then reopen it to go in to get to my chat conversation, which is stupid. Second of all, I want to get rid of that stupid notification. God damn it, that's annoying.
Which one?
The notification in the top right corner of the screen just telling me it's connected.
Oh, I got rid of
that. I don't need to know it's connected. I know you can hide it, but then you don't get notifications.
I don't want the fucking I get the notifications. I personally don't like BBM.
Why is that?
I don't know how to send pictures on it, and it pisses me off.
The paper clip at the bottom for you to send dick pics.
Hold on. Let me jump on that.
So he hates the app because it's smarter than him.
That's not hard.
Wait. That's okay. I can't switch from my iPhone to the Android phone on BBM. It won't let me.
I don't have a paper clip.
Okay, open up the chat.
Yeah.
At the bottom underneath where it says enter your message, there's a paperclip. It says attach.
I don't have that.
Click that. And you go choose from gallery.
I don't have that.
You go to a picture.
I don't have that.
You fucking should.
Shut up. I'm sending you a screenshot. I don't have that. Fuck this thing.
How are you going to send it to me?
I'm going to send it to you in a thing that actually works.
Yeah, I tried to
send you a picture, no problem.
You.
And I heard it vibrate.
Oh, there's yours.
I tried to switch from the iPhone 5 to the Android phone, and it won't let me do it. It keeps giving me an error message.
It's because iPhone 5 sucks. It screwed it up for you.
Yeah. Well, I just don't like BBM.
Funny, I just got a picture.
Yeah, I know. I figured it out on that one. But on the group chat, I can't send it. I don't know why.
Oh, that's because he probably has to enable it, but group chats suck anyways.
Yes, it does. But
I don't like group chats on this thing. I'll stick to Hangouts for my group chats.
Exactly. Like, I like Hangouts. I think BBM was just, it's like, okay, it was cool before. I like the fact that you can scan a barcode. I think that's cool.
Yep.
But other than that, I really don't see a point for another messaging system.
Well, BBM did start the mass messaging. People just kind of copied it.
Exactly, but BBM.
Yeah, I think. I think they're too far behind now.
They are.
A day late and a dollar short.
Yep.
I mean, we've got Hangouts, we've got BBM, we've got WhatsApp, we've got Uvu, we've got text messaging, Kick,
Fongo,
Skype, Fandango, we've got too many fucking messaging systems.
Pretty much this is all I use is Hangouts.
Yeah, I like Hangouts. It's simple, it works, it's very clean.
And with their new update, you can do more stuff in it.
Yeah, it's attached to your computer, so if I want to talk to you guys off my phone, I can just log on and start typing.
And if I want, I can share my location with you guys and be like, hey, I'm here, drive up to Kanata and see me.
Exactly.
Like, it's just, Kanata.
It's fantastic.
Actually, according to it right now, I'm in the Gulf of
Tijuana.
No, according to Hangouts, I'm in the Gulf of Guinea in the South Atlantic Ocean, right off the coast of Africa. All right. Whatever you want.
That worked well.
Yeah, okay.
Probably I didn't give it time to find stuff.
Yeah.
I haven't tried it yet. How do you send your location?
There's a little location thingy beside the camera button. Unless you didn't install the new APK.
I probably didn't
install the new APK.
Oh,
yet.
You got the new one?
Yeah.
I don't have the new one. Is that for 4.4, the Kit Kat?
Oh, I want Kit Kat so bad.
We can't.
Give me a break.
Can't we get Kit Kat? Give me a break.
Well, I think we can. It's just I want it now.
Well, I mean,
break me off a piece of that Kit Kat bar.
Oh.
There you go. There's my actual location. Bam.
Bam.
Bam. My spoon is too big.
Oh, speaking of that, we got a couple emails for the
contest.
Yes, we got a couple emails for the contest.
Yay! How many?
Only like 5.
Okay, we need 10 more till we give this thing away.
Yeah, we do have a Vizio soundbar that's worth about $500, brand new. Will be shipped to you for free, and all you have to do is email us. I don't know. What do we want to do now? Because this is a new episode.
Randomly say something that has nothing to do with anything. Right in the middle of, like, Ty saying something, and people have to remember it. Yes.
That's clever. Okay.
So you'll have to listen to what Ty says.
We've got about...
does the Ty say?
We probably got about 15 more minutes left of this episode. So...
Oh, I'm glad nobody else got that.
What does the tie say?
Yeah, and then I made gagging sounds.
I didn't hear the gagging sounds. Are we playing Who's in My Mouth again? I love that episode.
Jake from State Farm,
that's right.
Or is it Wes from State Farm?
Hey!
Oh,
not yet.
Hey, the location does work pretty good.
Yes, it does. That's fantastic. Oh, I don't want to select that. Oh, well, good. Well, good. I hate BBM. BBM can fuck off. Just throwing it out there. But...
Oh, wait, there's a minor issue with Hangouts right now. I don't know if it's my ROM or if it's the Hangouts. Every time I click on Ben's location, it kicks me back to my home screen.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
It's all right. So every week we do...
That works for me. It must be you.
It's probably my stupid ROM.
So every week we do a bullshit Kickstarter thing or something that one of us decides to pick. And, you know, what's funny is that Kickstarter has just hit their almost 5-year mark with about 5 million backers. And
what?
A new CEO has been announced.
Say what?
Yeah. I mean, it appears there was an impromptu version of the management shuffle rolling into Kickstarter.
Like the truffle shuffle?
The truffle shuffle. Nasty.
The five-finger shuffle?
Sounds... getting a
little dirty.
That
sounds dirty.
That does sound dirty.
Great for Bendigo.
Yep. But yeah, there's two of the top people are actually leaving Kickstarter, and a new gentleman... is joining the crew as the new CEO. Don't know if it's a good or bad thing. Don't know what he's going to change.
We'll see where this goes.
Yeah. We'll keep you updated every week because we are huge fans of Kickstarter. And
here's my prediction. It's either going to go up or it's going to go down. Mark my words.
I concur. It could go left. It could go right.
Ty, you're closer. Punch him.
I am.
Ow.
There you go. Punched into the mic.
You punch like a girl.
Yeah? That's what your mother said, too. Yeah. Okay. That was good. Well, I think it's time for our favorite part of the episode.
Wait, so seeing as it's mine, Ty, you have to say it this time.
I know, I'm so excited.
It's a time for Andrew's a bullshit Kickstarter, a thing or something, at a week. At a, you're lying in a good now, okay.
That was awesome. Now, rule, thanks to Ty, every time we do one of these, it has to be done in a different voice.
That's okay, I can do that.
All right, so if y'all remember, like 20 episodes ago, we talked about the Raspberry Pi, which is that little computer thingy-majigger.
Mm-hmm. I prefer pumpkin.
I'll take a moment to think about a delicious warm pumpkin pie with whipped cream and vanilla ice cream. Then stick your dick in it. Okay. So
no, that's apple pie.
That is any pie.
For you. Exactly. I'm not picky about pie I stick it in.
But ain't nothing going in no Ty pie.
That's why Ty likes you.
I like it when it's sticking his pie. Okay. So now we're on to the called the porta pie. We're on to what's called the porta pie. It is the DIY mini arcade cabinet for the Raspberry Pi.
And it's made in the greatest city in the world.
I didn't know it was made in Canada.
I said greatest.
Oh. Hey, at least not Detroit. Anyways, this is
ain't
a customized laser retro chunky do-it-yourself miniature video arcade cabinet for the Raspberry Pi. So pretty much what it is it's a little do-it-yourself project. It's a laser-cut cabinet, ready to assemble. Has a 7-inch LCD screen. One commercial arcade joystick, micro switch style, 8 commercial arcade buttons, so that you can either put 4, 8, 23, 65, doesn't really matter. 16 gig SD card with any software that the guy that's selling it can legally distribute. That being said, because it's an SD card, you can probably do whatever you want.
Yeah.
The appropriate power cords and adapters and all miscellaneous wire hazards harnesses. And connectors and hardware. But just an FYI, if y'all motherfuckers buy this and be like, hey, where's the Raspberry Pi? It doesn't come with it. You get everything but the Pi. You gotta buy the Raspberry Pi separately.
Aw. Aw. How much does he want? $36,000?
Yes.
Huh.
I personally think it's pretty sweet.
I agree. It's cool.
That would look awesome on my desk.
It would. And you know, what's really cool also is that if you don't want to use Raspberry Pi, it can actually accommodate small, older video game consoles. And the joystick and buttons can be hardwired to the console's controller, turning it into a dedicated unit.
Yeah, it's if you don't want to use the Pi.
Yeah, or you can fit a mini ITX motherboard inside and it becomes a super-powered mini PC arcade.
That would be pretty fun, because then I'd put a bunch of different emulators on it and play Pokemon all goddamn day.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, bye-bye productivity.
Like, that's cool. And they're
it
about,
is a neat little design.
Yeah, and they're about a third of the size. The third of the size of traditional cabinets from the 80s and 90s. Remember Shrinky Dinks? You guys remember Shrinky Dinks?
Shrinky Dinks, I like to make them shrink. $350 if you want it fully assembled kit.
Hmm. Personally, I'd rather buy it and get it in pieces and put it together myself. Cause
yeah, that's still not a bad price. It's still not a bad price, though, because you're looking at least $100 just for the screen itself.
Exactly, yeah.
For a cheap screen.
Yeah, I mean, that's good.
And it's $225. Yeah, $225 for the full kit.
I think he needs to send us one of these to review. Preferably, he should send it to Canada.
I'll be nice and save him the shipping. I'll just drive down the road and pick it up.
Yeah,
I don't agree with that.
He's in Pittsburgh. That's where Ben's at.
I still don't agree with it. Ben doesn't deserve it.
Oh.
He was too busy in Tijuana.
He was saving children's lives.
He was drunk.
Yeah, saving children's lives. Drunk.
Drunk on happiness of the children? No, I'd rather get drunk on the tears.
Oh, those salty, delicious tears. The Tijuana
Why
tears.
Why do you think the ocean's so salty? From the tears
of sharks.
Shark.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
That's good.
Don't fuck around. Don't fuck around.
You know what would be
poor
cool?
Misunderstood
Orale.
Sharks.
Orale.
This episode is so Hispanic.
Ese.
Guten Morgen.
Guten Morgen.
Speaking of which, I'm actually learning German.
Ah, are you? You're sprechen Sie Deutsch, ja?
Ja.
Ah. Ah. Ficken Sie Juden?
Ich bin...
Hail Hydra. Hydra.
Goddamn Tesseract. No? The Avengers? Haters.
I watched them all.
I'm excited for Winter Soldier.
Couple more days for Thor. Yeah. Couple more months for Winter Soldier.
Well, let's wrap up the Kickstarter and just bullshit for a couple minutes.
Another year and a half for Avengers 2.
Okay, so with the Kickstarter,
yeah.
My question is, can I just simply wire it up to run off of my mobile phone?
Because
I think that would be pretty cool.
That would be cool.
I mean, I'm sure that there's add-ons for the Raspberry Pi that you could do that. But I don't know.
Yeah, I don't actually have a clue, to be honest.
I don't have a... I'm not a Raspberry Pi connoisseur.
Why not?
Because I suck.
Have you met my friend Ty?
Yes.
Not that way.
Speak for yourself. What happens in Tijuana stays in Tijuana.
Mainly because you weren't awake for it.
That's right. Rufinol. Rufinol.
Why do they call them roofies? Shouldn't they be called Flories?
Well, Ben got Flory. Yeah. So, yeah, I think it's a badass idea for the Port-a-Pie. Plus, I just love the name. Port-a-Pie.
Port-a-Tie-Pie?
Port-a-Tie-Pie. That's right.
Love it! That was pretty impressive, sir.
Thank you. Thank you very much. So,
how about the lady in California that got a ticket for wearing Google Glass while she was driving?
Really?
What?
Yeah.
I didn't hear about that.
They gave her a ticket for driving while wearing Google Glass.
Why? Because they consider it like you're on your cell phone?
I guess so.
Where was this in the beginning of the episode, damn it?
Yeah.
I just thought of it.
Well,
God damn it, Ben.
I'm all for the Kickstarter project. I hope that it gets funded and he has our support. So back to this stupid
now
bitch.
Let's talk about this chick that it's not her fault.
Nah.
If anything, it's the stupid government's fault.
It is. There's a lot of stupid laws out there that consist with driving.
There's a link
to it. Like, don't drink and drive. What the hell's up with that?
Well, I mean, you can... What about drinking then driving? Because I do that just fine. Kidding. I'm kidding. We don't condone drinking and driving or drinking then driving.
But you can drive then drink. Just yes. Don't do it the other way around.
I used to do that quite a bit. Which, by the way,
right now I'm going to drive.
I've been like 2 weeks sober. Doing pretty well. No coke. No booze. No nothing.
How about the hookers, Ty? Have you gotten those under control?
Wes, just say that I have. So Celia Abadi was pulled over for speeding Tuesday evening when a California Highway Patrol officer noticed she was wearing Google Glass and tacked on a citation usually given to drivers who may be distracted by a video or TV screen.
It didn't help that she was doing 80 and a 65 to begin with. But...
That's what I got pulled over for recently.
That's what I say to that.
That's interesting.
Also, am I not the only one here that thinks Google Glass looks stupid?
I still want one.
Oh, yeah, I want one hardcore. Ew, that's super thick looking.
Yeah.
I don't like that at all. Huh.
I still want one, but that is massive.
That is really
massive. What happened to that little flat screen that they were supposed to be having?
Yeah.
Not this brick hanging off the side of your face.
I'm just going to wait for the ocular implant.
Oh, boy.
I'll implant something into your oculars.
That'll be the iPhone 12.
Bazingu.
Bazingu. Ridiculous.
Guys, ever remember that show Pangu?
No.
I thought you were saying that because of the Big Bang Theory.
Why is it every time I leave my house?
All right, he doesn't leave his house. He leaves his house.
His house. Well, I'm going to throw some stuff out here.
How do I leave my house in the car? Get wanted level.
Nice. Well, I think this is the end, so I'm going to throw some shit out there. If any of you guys want to play Xbox 360 with Andrew or Ty, that'd be me.
And not me.
And not him, because Ben's po-folk. He's got them poor people tokens. Add us on Xbox. I'm BlackPerson686 with a space between black and person. Andrew?
I'm Elite Monkey.
Spelled?
With an IE at the end.
There you go. And Ben is broke.
What? And there's really no point on adding time because that motherfucker's never online unless he's watching a video, so.
I'm always online, just not when you're there.
Really?
Yeah.
Why aren't you on my game of Grand Theft Auto right now?
Because I'm recording a podcast.
He dedicates himself to the podcast.
I do.
I haven't yelled once at somebody on Grand Theft Auto, even though
I know, and I'm quite surprised by that. I thought you actually quit playing.
I was shocked. I've done
three survivals and a bunch of races, and I've been angry, but I haven't said shit.
Before we started the podcast, he was flipping out. I was in the kitchen, and I heard you yelling.
That asshole spun me out at the beginning of the race and made me miss checkpoints. That's all he was doing was making people miss checkpoints!
Andrew is the prime example of George Carlin's 7 Things You Can't Say on TV.
Love it.
I love George Carlin.
Yeah. Also, special thanks to Gizmo Fusion for hosting our podcast on there and being a huge support to us.
Does that mean we've become syndicated now? We're like huge.
Yeah, I think we're sponsored by Gizmo Fusion.
Then they need to pay us.
Ha! Yeah, I know.
Peg in hair? Anybody else watch The Simpsons? Come on.
Yeah. Yeah.
I haven't watched The Simpsons in years.
What else? Definitely check out our website, CerebralOverload.com.
And GizmoFusion.com.
And get all the latest news and stuff that we talk about on here and that we don't talk about on here because we update that every day. This is once a week.
Well, I don't.
Yeah.
I'm lazy.
I do.
Ben does. I always know when Ben's on there posting because I get like 50 notifications.
I don't get Twitter anymore because...
Uh-oh. Robot.
I don't even look at Twitter anymore because of you two.
I know. It's just nothing but that stuff. What else do I got?
Don't blame me for your hatred of Twitter.
FBBM.
Hopefully we can get back to recording once a week now instead of skipping it because Ben's in Tijuana or there's a snowstorm. But yeah, add us on Xbox. We'll be on Grand Theft Auto, Black Ops 2, Call of Duty Ghosts, all that shiz.
Black Ops 2 is gay!
Gay!
Same with Ghosts.
Gay!
I'm going to be on Grand Theft Auto and only Grand Theft Auto.
That's fine, though.
Unless I get Arkham Origins, but I don't think I'm getting that till Christmas time. I think Santa's bringing that to me.
Okay, cool.
God damn it!
Dexter! He's looking at you like, what the shit?
Well, cut that shit out, Dexter.
And Andrew, what's your random word that you're going to do for the entry for the Vizio soundbar?
It's not that.
I'd hope not.
I was going to say, how do you spell that?
B-U-R-R-P.
No, the way you spell that is T-Y space I-S space A space H-O-M-O.
Oh, okay. You want to use that as your fucking word of the week, you bitch-ass motherfucker?
No, it's Sasquatch.
Sasquatch? Okay.
That is awesome.
I can handle that. That's awesome. Okay. So all you pieces of shit need to fucking email me the word Sasquatch so you can win this goddamn soundbar and stop fucking with us.
Yeah, they want to give you a $500 soundbar for free with included shipping. Are you retarded?
Free. And all you have to do is send an email that says Sasquatch. It's a free soundbar from Vizio.
You know how your mama said when you grow up you can be whatever you want? Retarded was not one of them.
No. Not even a little bit.
Don't go full retard.
God. Well, I love all of my listeners and readers out there. So glad you guys tune into the podcast every week. And hopefully we can get some more listeners. Another goal, share this shit. Give us a like on iTunes. 5 stars, comment, like us on Facebook. Spread the word. We need help.
Ty?
Huh?
Was one of those emails from Gary by chance?
No, it was not, I don't believe.
Because he likes all of our stuff on Facebook. He likes all the podcasts. Why doesn't he enter the contest? Huh, Gary? I'm going to take a place and call people out on our podcast. I'm like, you like the status. You like the fact that we posted the podcast. Why aren't you emailing us?
Gary?
Huh, Gary? Hey, Ben, who's that guy that you work with that says that I've changed his aspect on Canadians?
Oh, Jimmy.
Hey, Jimmy! Where's the email, Jimmy? Yeah!
Alex,
y'all fuckers need Jesus.
Alex Dart emailed us, though. We did get an email from Alex.
Well, good job, Alex. Thank you.
And a John Karas is another person we got one from.
Thank you, John.
I don't know who that is. J.D. Karas? Karas?
Jimmy and Jerry, what the fuck? Not hard just to send us a damn email, especially now when we've made it one word. Email us Sam Squanch. That's all we ask for. But no, can't take time out of your day to do that, can you? And you just made me fly into a building.
Oh.
God damn it, Gary and Jimmy.
Gary.
It's all Jimmy's fault that you can't play the game right.
Yeah. Yeah, Ben, next time you see Jimmy, you punch him in the dick from me.
Such harshness.
You're probably not at work because I don't want you to get fired. Like, Jimmy, I'm supposed to punch you in the dick from the angry Canadian.
This episode took a turn.
And I don't even have a parachute, and I just jumped off that building. See how much you guys frustrate me? God damn it, Jimmy and Gary. God damn it.
Holy shit. Andrew has lost it.
Can't lose what you never had there, Ben. laughing about, Ty?
Oh, God. Is he going to do me? Is he going to do me now?
Why haven't you recruited anybody, Ty?
Oh, God.
Wait. Huh? Recruited God him? Damn, Ty.
All right, fuckface. That's it for this week. We're done.
Now you all need to buck the fuck up and send us the email.
Just send an email to ty@cerebral-overload.com and include the word Satsquatch. That's SASQUATCH for all you people that can't spell.
And for all y'all motherfuckers that are going to like this post, I'm going to call you out if we don't get an email from you. All right?
Yeah,
Next episode is just going to be you all getting called out. That's all it's going to be. No news. Just call outs.
No news. Just call outs all day. All right. Until next week, everybody.
Wankas.
Wankas.
Good old Rick.
Holy sh.
This now concludes our broadcasting day.